Elected officials on both sides of the aisle cheered the passage of Pennsylvania's long-delayed state budget last week, but the GOP's likely nominee for governor next year is unimpressed. From our news partner WESA, Tom Reese reports.
State Treasurer Stacey Garrity told a talk radio show that budget negotiators shouldn't be, quote, patting themselves on the back for the budget deal. She said the $50 billion plan drains the state's surplus and could result in future tax hikes. But Governor Josh Shapiro says Garrity should listen to members of her own party. Republican Senate Leader Joe Pittman said last week the deal involves more spending than the GOP wanted, but that it also ends a green energy initiative opposed by fossil fuel companies. Shapiro highlighted another budget provision on Monday, a tax credit for individuals who earn less than $62,000 a year. Shapiro said the credit will benefit nearly 1 million residents. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Two young siblings and their mother's cousin were killed in an early morning house fire in Philadelphia's Hunting Park neighborhood. Firefighters say they arrived to heavy flames in the kitchen. A 46-year-old woman was found unresponsive on the stairs with severe burns and later died from her injuries. Fire Commissioner Jeffrey Thompson says crews then found two unresponsive young children in a bedroom upstairs with severe burns.
We immediately began life-saving efforts and ultimately transporting the patients, the adult to Temple, and the children to St. Christopher. They succumbed.
According to the fire department, there were no working smoke detectors inside the home. Cloudy skies, drizzly out there on this Tuesday afternoon. Temperatures in the 40s across the Delaware Valley. Right now, we are looking at 46 degrees with cloudy conditions in Princeton. Wilmington sitting at 47 and 47 at the moment in Center City, Philadelphia, with some misty rain coming down. Not really that much, but a bit. Cloudy skies persist for the rest of the day. Temperatures stay in the upper to mid-40s through the evening. Tonight, showers move in the overnight hours with lows dipping down into the lower 40s. It's WHYY.